Introductions on Classical WFMT is sponsored by John Norwood Lee Bowes, a maker and restorer of string instrument bows at 226 South Wabash Avenue. Go to johnnorwoodlee.com. Thank you for downloading this WFMT podcast. Some music has been removed for copyright reasons.
Good morning and welcome to Introductions, WFMT's weekly feature of pre-college musicians from the local area. I'm Robbie Ellis. Today we give some love to the very bottom of an orchestral score. It's an instrument you don't see much as a soloist, but it's a very important part of so many ensembles. I'm talking about the double bass. In fact, I'm calling this episode Double Double Bass. Midwest Young Artists Conservatory just graduated two bassists who are shortly off to college to major in subjects other than music, one in economics and one in the biomedical sciences. We'll hear from both of them over the next hour. In 25 minutes or so, we'll have Ian King from Lyle. He's been on Introductions before as a member of the Golden Trio with violinist Sofia Radovich and pianist Miriam Kessler. To start, though, his one-time stand partner from the NYAC Symphony Orchestra. This is 18-year-old Jacob Fisher from Highland Park. Recording in Gottlieb Hall at Merritt School of Music, here he is playing the Prelude and Allemande from Bach's Cello Suite No. 1. Jacob Fisher is on Introductions.
Thank you.
You just heard the Prelude and the Allemande movements from Bach's Cello Suite No. 1 in G major. It's common for the cello suites to be rearranged for bass instruments, bassoon, tuba, bass clarinet, marimba, and this time double bass. The soloist was 18-year-old Jacob Fisher of Highland Park. Jacob Fisher, welcome to Introductions.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so I'm an ex-double bassist, and I'm always glad to have a bassist on the show, and I find that most bassists come to the instrument either via cello or via bass guitar, as I did. Do you fall into either of those two categories? How'd you get started?
I actually do not fall into those categories. I first saw a double bass when I was 18 months old in a jazz trio at a country club, and I told my mom that I wanted to play that instrument, and I pointed at the bass.
You were 18 months?
18 months old.
Okay. A bit shorter than you are.
Yeah, a little bit shorter. And obviously my mom is, you know, she's like, no way, this kid knows what he wants to play. I'll start him on cello when he's three. But I kept begging and begging. And on my third birthday, she's like, all right, we'll get you started on bass. So I got a 1/16th size bass. It had cello strings on it, and it was tuned in fourths. And I've been playing ever since.
Wow. Okay. So you're 18 now. What age did you upgrade to your forever size, shall we say?
So I attended the ISB competition.
It's International Society of Bassists.
Yeah, yep. A couple years ago when I was 14, and that's when I bought my current bass.
Which is a bass that an adult, of a full-grown adult, would play.
Yeah.
So you mentioned the ISB. What's it like being in the community of bassists? The festivals, conference, that sort of thing?
So it's a little bit of a smaller community compared to the violin or cello community, but I feel like it's really close-knit. I attend the Richard Davis Bass Festival every year in Madison, Wisconsin over Easter weekend, and I've been doing that since I was three, and plenty of friends, family, faculty that keep showing up, and it's great to see, you know, familiar faces and work with them, and obviously participating in the ISB competition and festival, it's just, you know, basically the Richard Davis on steroids, just a much bigger festival, and get to see all the same faculty, friends, and it's a great knit community.
Well, we'll be hearing a piece from a living American bassist later on, but right now, your next piece, it's by the Russian composer Reinhold Glier. You want to tell us about it?
So I started this piece around 8 months ago. My teacher first introduced it to me. He gave me the option of multiple Glier pieces, and I ended up choosing the Intermezzo and Tarantello for this performance. I really enjoy these pieces. They're both contrasting, but you know, they both show great ranges of the bass, and I love to play them.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Jacob Fisher, 18 years old of Highland Park. He'll be playing the bass part in the Intermezzo and Tarantella of Reinhold Glier, joined by pianist Daniel Schlossberg here on Introductions.
Thank you.
Two pieces for double bass and piano from the Opus 9 of Reinhold Glier, an intermezzo and a tarantella. 18-year-old Jacob Fischer played double bass. He was joined by Daniel Schlossberg on piano on Introductions. And Jacob, the Midwest Young Artists Conservatory is a big part of your life. What was your involvement there?
So it was a big part of my life. I just graduated. But I started at the Midwest Young Artists Conservatory when I was 14 years old in the concert orchestra. I then transitioned to play in the jazz ensemble there and then moved back into the symphony orchestra, which is the top orchestra at NYAC. I'm really good friends with the conductor there because he was also a double bass player. Shout out Alan Dennis, Dr. D. It was, rehearsing every Saturday, practicing during the week, and we got to play at some great venues, some amazing pieces, and I loved it.
And you've also just graduated from Highland Park High School. What are your college plans?
I plan on attending Vanderbilt University to pursue a degree in economics, while also minoring in data science and music performance.
And there's a great music department there. I'm sure that they will make use of whatever bassist they can find.
Yes.
And one more piece for us today. It's a solo double bass piece. Question, have you met the composer of this piece?
I have. Lloyd Goldstein was actually at the International Society of Bassists competition a couple years ago, and I did play this piece for that competition. And then, since he wasn't able to see me play it, I got to play an sort of individual masterclass with him, just sort of in a practice room on the side, and he got to give me some input, and he was a really nice guy, and it was great to meet him.
Great. And specifically, this is the Fantasy on Celia's theme. It's by Lloyd Goldstein, and Jacob Fisher is the double bassist on Introductions. Reworking a beautiful folk melody. That was the Fantasy on Celia's theme by composer Lloyd Goldstein, a composer the performer knows personally through the International Society of Bassists. The performer was 18-year-old Jacob Fisher, recorded at Merritt School of Music. He was a bass student of Ian Hallis and a recent graduate of Highland Park High School, and he's about to start as an economics major at Vanderbilt University. You're listening to Introductions, and I'm always looking for more performers to audition to be on the show. If that sounds like you and you're pre-college, talented, and local, you should fill out the audition form. It's at wfmt.com/introductions, along with video and podcasts of past episodes. Again, wfmt.com/introductions. When we come back, another double bassist who's just graduated from Midwest Young Artists Conservatory playing Bach and Bottazzini. You're listening to Classical WFMT.
Introductions is sponsored by John Norwood Lee Bowes. Introductions is also made possible through the generous support of the Nagani Foundation, the Kiphart Family Foundation, and the listener supporters of Classical WFMT.
I'm Robbie Ellis, and this is an episode of Introductions I'm calling Double Double Bass. The second bassist I'm featuring today is Ian King. He's 18 years old, from Lyle, and he just graduated from Naperville North High School and Midwest Young Artists Conservatory. He came into WFMT's Fay and Daniel Levin Performance Studio and began his half of the show with some J.S. Bach, the prelude to Bach's Cello Suite No. 2. This is Ian King. Thank you. You just heard the prelude from Bach's Cello Suite No. 2, but not played on cello. It was played on double bass, and the soloist was 18-year-old Ian King of Lyle, a recent graduate of Naperville North High School. Ian King, welcome back to Introductions.
Thank you for having me.
Say welcome back because a group of yours has been on the show. We haven't had you talking, but we have had you playing in the Golden Trio with violinist Sophia Radovich, who's just been on the show recently, harpist Miriam Kessler, who's just been on the show recently. So that Golden Trio, tell me about your time in that group.
Yeah, it's been great. So I met them at a music camp down in Naperville called Opus when we were just young. And really, it was we kind of met. And we would just have fun, like, playing gigs and stuff. Like, we played a lot of Serbian music because Sophia's Serbian. And then eventually we found MYA, decided to form a chamber group. You know.
Yeah, that's Midwest Young Artists Conservatory. I'll ask you about that later. But the Golden Trio, so you were with a pianist, Miriam, who also plays harp, and a violinist. I'm guessing you played a lot of piano trio repertoire, but you have an instrument that's a fair bit lower than a cello. How'd you deal with that?
Honestly, it was really difficult, and I don't know if I would advise it just because, I mean, it's a bass and not a cello, but it's a really good learning experience, and yeah, it's just a good learning experience.
It makes your high technique stronger for sure, that thumb work. Was double bass your first instrument?
Yes.
Yep. And how old were you when you started it?
I was in fourth grade, so maybe 10 years old.
Okay. I'm guessing you might not have started with the instrument that you're playing today, full size?
No. When you start out, you get a really tiny instrument. So, I mean, tiny by our standards. So, yeah, there's a fourth. I started with a fourth.
Yeah. So you've just played some J.S. Bach, and later on you'll play some Paul Hindemith and something by Stanford professor Giancarlo Aquilanti. But first, how about you talk about what Giovanni Bottazzini means to double bassists?
Yeah, so Bottazzini, he's kind of known as like the Paganini of the double bass. So he's just a very incredibly famous, like for what Paganini is to violinists is what Bottazzini is to bassists.
And also he wasn't a bad conductor, and
No.
Giuseppe Verdi trusted him a lot.
Yeah, yep. I think he conducted
The premiere of Aida.
Yes, yep, that's what I was thinking
in Cairo, yes. Yep, that was him. That was him. So thank you very much, Ian King, 18 years old. He's about to play the first movement of Giovanni Bottazzini's Double Bass Concerto No. 2 in B minor, and he's joined by pianist Liang Yu Wang on Introductions.
Thank you.
The first movement of Giovanni Bottazzini's Double Bass Concerto No. 2 in B minor, one of the most prominent concertos for that instrument. 18-year-old Ian King was joined by Liang Yuang on piano, recorded at WFMT's Faye and Daniel Levin Performance Studio. Ian and Liang Yu carried on with the music of the modernist German composer Paul Hindemith. This is the first movement of his 1949 double bass sonata on Introductions. The opening movement of Paul Hindemith's sonata for double bass and piano, Liang Yuang on piano supporting 18-year-old double bassist Ian King. Ian, Hindemith wrote some thorny music, didn't he?
Yeah, it's pretty tricky.
Yeah. So we talked earlier about the Golden Trio, which was your chamber group with Sofia Radovich and Miriam Kessler. That was through Midwest Young Artists Conservatory, and I'm guessing you just graduated. How long were you with MYAC, and what did you get up to there?
So I was with them for 5 years. I started out in one of their orchestras. And yeah, Dr. D is a really great mentor, especially for double bassists.
It's Alan Dennis who heads up the school.
Yes. Yeah, because he's a double bassist, so he sort of knows a lot of the bassists in the area, like Ian Hollis, Andy Anderson, etc. So.
And who was your teacher?
Andy Anderson.
Got it, yes. And all right, college plans. You just finished high school. It's a couple of months before you, something is going to happen. What's going to happen?
Yeah, so I'm going to go to University of Illinois down in Urbana-Champaign. I'm going to study chemical engineering.
Great. And what sort of careers do you think that might lead to? Is there any sort of industry that you're really thinking of?
Yeah, I'm really interested in the pharmaceuticals industry, especially after just seeing what happened with COVID. It's just interesting.
Yeah, well, good luck to you. And a question, how do you see yourself keeping music in your life?
Yeah, so Being a double bassist, I'm very lucky to be able to fit into a lot of different genres. So when I'm at U of I, I really want to try. I mean, I'm going to play a lot of orchestra, but I really want to try something different too. Maybe I'll join like a Balkanic ensemble or like a Brazilian ensemble or something.
Will there be room to move to college with a bass in the car?
We'll figure it out when we get there.
It's really not that far from Chicago. I'm sure we can make more than one trip at some point. Well, best of luck to you. Exciting future in studying science. And you have one more piece in today's recital. I'll just have you introduce it.
Yes, I'm going to be playing a solo piece by Aquilanti. So he composed a set of four pieces for each stringed instrument for a music festival in California called the Klein Music Competition. So yeah, and I'm going to be playing the one composed for double bass.
It's got an Italian title, Il Contrabasso Solitario, or the Sol Double Bass. Well, no pressure on you. Well, thank you very much. Ian King, lovely having you on Introductions here in the Faye and Daniel Levin Performance Studio. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
And here is Il Contrabasso Solitario, the Lonely Double Bass by Stanford music lecturer Giancarlo Aquilanti on Introductions. Il Contrabasso Solitario, an Italian title that means the solitary double bass. Composed by Giancarlo Aquilanti, it was played by 18-year-old Ian King. He was a double bass student of Andy Anderson, and he's a recent graduate of both Naperville North High School and Midwest Young Artists Conservatory. In the fall, he'll major in the biomedical sciences at U of I. And that's it for Introductions today, an episode called Double Double Bass. Thank you to our featured soloists, Jacob Fisher and Ian King, both 18, and their collaborative pianists, Daniel Schlossberg and Liang Yu Wang. The audio engineer was Max Lebien, and thank you also to the conductor, mentor, and fellow bassist, Dr. Alan Dennis, the founder and president of Midwest Young Artists Conservatory. You can find out more about Jacob and Ian at wfmt.com/introductions. There are plenty of programs there, past and present. Go take a look. wfmt.com/introductions. I'm producer and presenter Robbie Ellis. Catch you next time as I feature more great young performers on Introductions every Saturday at 11 a.m. here on Classical WFMT.
Introductions is sponsored by John Norwood Lee Bowes. On the web at johnnorwoodlee.com.